My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
And we're back, Talking Tom, a Pod Hanks Tomcast, minisode 4, books, stories 7 and 8.
Oh my god.
What are the titles called? We got Alan Bean plus 4, and we got Our Town Today with Hank Fassay at Loose in the Big Apple.
Crazy.
Coming at you live from Los Angeles, California. Well, we were going to record, edit this, but...
Coming at you live. Well... You know what's coming up?
What?
Maybe we already missed it. Your birthday.
Oh, yeah. When this airs, it's too late.
It's too late.
It's already happened.
How old are you? 46. Do you not want to say?
No, I'll say. I just turned 28 in this episode.
How does it feel?
I read a quote that I think is pretty accurate, which is, I was 22 until I turned 28, at which point I became 35.
Oh, God.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Bleak.
28, I don't know, it's pretty cool. I don't know any differences. Like, I already lost insurance and stuff at 26, so. Mm-hmm. Late 20s is fine.
You celebrate your birthday?
Sort of. I like to get together with friends.
Aw.
I like to be around friends. I don't have any expectations for birthdays. Rachel's big on planning birthday stuff.
Yeah, she's good at that stuff.
I don't know, I feel like I used to love, obviously growing up I loved him. I mostly just use it now as an excuse to get people together, because sometimes it's hard to get people together.
Yeah.
But that's sort of that one's hard to get out of. If you tell someone, oh, it's my birthday, like, it's harder for them to cancel, which they want to cancel, because it feels so good, but, so I mostly use it as that.
Yeah. I've been trying this new thing where I don't cancel on people.
You're like, yes, woman.
Yeah, it's like really fulfilling.
Yeah, I guess I've been doing that so far this year. That was a 2018 thing, do more.
Yeah.
Even though I'm tired
constantly. So many times I'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll be there. And then the day of, I'm like,
yeah,
hey, I can't go anymore.
We're like rigged for that to be the best feeling.
It's so satisfying.
Like having a plan and then being like, if I cancel, I get to stay home and do nothing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But I've been doing things. Thanks for inviting me to your birthday.
Oh, yeah, no problem. What a great time we had at insert event here.
So the first story we read was Alan Bean plus 4.
This one threw me for a loop.
Why is that?
I just got sort of lost and I was like, wait. Because, well, we should explain the story first. Get ahead of myself.
This one's like a space, adventure kind of a...
Yes.
Unrealistic. Got to really suspend your disbelief for a minute or two.
On a few planes.
Yeah.
The story is basically a group of friends are building a rocket ship to circle the moon, catch it in orbit, and come back. The twist is, we know these people.
We've seen them before.
They're from...
The first story.
I jump back to the table of contents. Three exhausting weeks.
Yeah.
When it started to become clear that what was happening, I had to start it over because I missed something. What are they talking about the moon for? In 1969, about how they thought about it, I was just like, what is going on? This was like an honest relationship story, and now it's like a space sci-fi adventure.
Yeah. Those two have really managed to keep their friendship alive.
Yeah.
They understand they're not right for each other.
From lovers to space explorers.
To astronauts.
That is a bold jump.
Yeah, I'm terrified of space. I would never be able to just build a rocket, and for many reasons.
I would love to go to space. They did the one-way trip to Mars, I'm on.
Shut up. Game.
Absolutely.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, but it'd be if that was the end for you, what a beautiful way to go toward the future.
What is appealing about it to you?
With the sense of adventure. Ugh. I don't know. As a kid, those were the things I always liked, and. I was, a huge Star Wars fan. Can you imagine if I could actually do that? If it was, let's go on an adventure to another planet. Oh. I'd be like, yeah.
Okay, that makes
sense. Sorry, Rachel, if you're listening, but I'm gone.
I'm sure Rachel doesn't listen to our podcast.
She's like, I have to listen to them recorded. I'm not going to listen to it. Here's a question I have for you. Mm. So, in Three Exhausting Weeks, if I remember correctly, it's been a few weeks, but the main character is a writer.
Is he? In this one, he's like a tech guy, or she's a tech marketer. Yeah, I think he's a writer. He's retired.
Because he writes on his typewriter in the first one.
Yes, yes, yes.
So my assumption is that this story is a story he's written following their relationship. He is back in... He's been kind of inspired to write something, and this is what it led him to.
Oh, my God.
That was sort of how I kind of read it, because I was like, there's no way this is where these characters go. Like, I wanted more of...
Like, it's like an exaggerated truth.
Sort of like...
Oh, I love that. I didn't pick up on that, but I love it, and I think it makes sense. Because it's very unrealistic.
Yeah. And it doesn't try... I don't think it ever tries to confuse you that it's completely inaccurate, but, like, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And every single detail makes sense to the characters in terms of, like, what they know and, like, what part of the crew they represent.
Yeah.
Like, I like how the... I forgot the main character's name.
Me too.
But he says, like, he lists off facts and... talks about how when you think you're an expert on something, you stretch facts just because no one's going to question it, but then some people kind of figure it out and they think you're lying. And there were little details like that I really enjoyed.
Yeah. I noticed they used a lot of apps to do a lot of things on that spaceship.
Very specific apps and their cost. And
I never looked it up. Did any of those even exist? The moon tracker one's got to be real. I won't do that right now, but I'm sure they do. It's just kind of, like, goofy. I think we get to see a character, Anna, who I love, and I was excited to see her, that she was back. And we also got... Tom got to showcase his love and vast knowledge of just, like, space.
Yeah, it was funny because there's a segment where he talks about the Apollo missions and when they're trying to do their mission on the same date as
Apollo
mission. And they can't make 11 happen, they can't make 12 happen. I was like, 13. Mm-hmm. But then they don't. They just pick a random date.
I'm very excited for when we do that movie, by the way.
That's a good one.
Anyway.
It's also kind of cool because the reason I read it as sort of potentially a story that the main character has written, this exaggerated truth, is it is sort of described as if how a kid would describe it.
Uh-huh.
Of like, here's the apps of how I would do it, and here's how I would build the spaceship, and here's what my friends would do on the ship.
It's very nonchalant, too. He's like, yeah, we just, like, go into space, and then here we are circling the moon, and it's beautiful, and we're crying, and now we're head back down to Earth.
Yeah, and there's, like... we did all these things for space, but guess what we forgot? Band-Aids.
Yeah.
It almost seems like this child's dream, which I really like.
Yeah.
This was a nice... I think this is a smart to put it at this length into the book, that it's very different. Still about relationships, still about a group of friends. Even if it's exaggerated, it's about this group of friends and this adventure they're having, whether it's true or not. Always about friends and relationships with this Tom fellow.
Do you know where the typewriter is?
I do know where the typewriter is. It is in the main character goes to buy parts for his spaceship, and the woman he buys them from writes, I think, a receipt on a typewriter.
How cute. I like the way he's sprinkling these in.
Yeah.
It's a fun little... Did you ever watch that show, Psych?
I've seen episodes.
Okay. My family... We've seen every single episode. It was big. We'd always watch episodes together. Well, in every episode of Psych, there's a pineapple. So that's like when we watch it together, we'll be like, where's the pineapple? I don't know. My dad will even joke, like, once we find it, he'll be like, okay, let's go watch the next episode.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, we still have to.
So that was like a recurring thing that they did?
Yeah, every episode there's a pineapple somewhere.
It's cool.
On shirts and...
It's kind of like in The Room when anytime you see a spoon, you're supposed to throw a spoon. Those are great little gags.
So funny.
I don't have as much to break down in this because it's sort of this exaggerated fiction. It's more about the experience of the read than being about really anything from what I could tell.
Yeah, we don't know so much about, like, this character M Dash who we see all the time, and I just still don't understand why him... Is it a woman or a man? I don't even know why their name is M Dash. Like, what does that
say? It mentions that it says, like, his coworker M Dash who'd shortened his given name to rap star length. So,
yeah, but
sort of an unknown.
Interesting. It's fun. It's just a fun couple of friends. This is a fun...
It's nice because we're like getting close to like the halfway point of the book. Mm. So it's like a nice little... Especially after two very dense stories to kind of have something more fun. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, the next story is like 3 pages, so...
Yeah. Well, what do you give this one? A plus?
Yeah, I liked this one. I'd say like maybe a B plus. Uh-huh. It was very entertaining. It's great in terms of pacing to come off of this, but after the other two, I sort of was like used to like some dense. But it's fun. I like these characters a lot, and I hope they come back again.
Yeah.
Do they?
I don't think so. Maybe they do. Same. I've read almost all of them except for the last two.
Who's saving them?
Not on purpose. Oh. But yeah, I guess.
Well, what about you?
I like it. I get space freaks me out, man.
This is like a horror one to you.
It really, like, it is. After I went and saw that movie Gravity, I called my brother and I was like, you can never go to space.
We're never going to just crush his dreams.
He's like, yeah, I just never was going to, but okay, weirdo. I don't know.
Well, then let's just jump right on ahead to our town today with Hank Fosse. Another newspaper segment.
Yeah, he...
But you're not a fan of?
No, I know that's annoying. I think Tom, he loves this format. He's very nostalgic.
The thing I like about this one, I'll say the pluses, because okay. I had one plus, is I think as we discussed in the last episode with the breakfast, the description of breakfast, there is a description of New York and its positives and negatives that is clearly written by someone who's lived there. Mm-hmm. And have you ever been to New York?
Uh-huh, a few times.
So it's sort of, I think it captures it pretty well in its ups and downs and... Though I don't love these stories so much. They're short, so they don't get that annoying.
They're just really easy to just skip over and not even real, like...
I think that's the issue, yeah.
Yeah.
They're sort of bite-sized, but in a way that's maybe negative because I forget about it immediately.
Yeah. I mean, the kind of the point of this one is that he's trying to see if New York compares to his hometown.
Yeah, he's just talking... up and down about New York and its different things and the food and museums and sort of the general vibe of New York.
But he's very cynical. He kind of says, like, he says, yeah, Central Park is cool, but it looks just like our mall, but it just doesn't have as many parking spaces. Like, it's harder to find.
It sort of seems like this, I think, everything with Hank Fosse is, like, this cynical man. And I'm interested to... sort of know what Tom with this character is saying, because I think in both situations it is like this person who's just complaining about things, like describing them and complaining, and I'm wondering if maybe there's a further purpose that I'll learn if there's more of these. I almost wonder if you were to read all of just these segments together if it would be a more cohesive thing to the character.
He's kind of a curmudgeon.
Yeah, he's a bit of a Debbie Downer.
Uh-huh. It's just, like, nothing will ever make him happy unless it was made, like, 5 million years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm really interested because since Tom is such a purveyor of the old with his love of typewriters and their use in this, which, did you see the typewriter directly in this?
Yeah, it's the last thing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it's a typewriter museum.
I wonder if that's... I'd like to see that. That can be a traveling episode. Traveling with Tom.
Oh, my God.
Future mini-sid.
We need... They have the Zoltar machine from Big in Monterey.
Oh, it's, like, close.
Yeah, so we need to go on a field trip.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
We just have to describe it in graphic detail on the podcast.
We'll go there, we'll get our Instagram photo, and then we go. Then we out. Anyway...
Yeah, I think I'm bad at book club for that, but I don't know. I don't have a lot to talk about with this one.
Yeah, I just...
It's a fast little read of a cynical man, and maybe I'll sit on it and think of something that I think is being said, but it's just sort of someone I don't think I'd get along with because they complain a lot about things.
Yeah, he does say something. So Caesar salad is the true test of any hotel restaurant. Basically, if it's a good Caesar salad, it's a good restaurant. Kind of like how people say chef. Like, a chef is only a good chef if they can make scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
That's, like, the first thing you test. Do you agree?
Yeah, I guess so. Scrambled eggs are easy but hard.
About Caesar salad.
I don't love... Caesar salad's pretty good, but I'd probably get a different salad.
Yeah.
I'd also wouldn't order a salad from room to hotel restaurant. I'd get something good, like a steak.
Yeah, like something fancy.
Yeah, but I also, like, you're a vegan, so a steak wouldn't make any sense.
No, and also Caesar dressing has anchovies in it.
Oh.
So I have to get, like, special kind.
Do you have a, in the testament of this...
Oh, is there, like, a food that I can...
As a baker, is there a thing that is, like, the definitive, like, if you can do this... Watched a lot of great British bake-offs, so I feel...
Shit, that show is so good. I probably just a cake, like any kind of cake, because that's the biggest... When I make... I'm going to sound like... I know nobody's, like, tuning into this podcast for me to talk about being a vegan baker, but that is also a thing I do. And a big test of, like, how a dessert holds up to normal people with normal diets and don't eat the way I do is if it tastes moist and rich and buttery... And there are ways to make baked goods taste like that.
Yeah. And I can compliment that because I think, if I'm being honest, I would avoid vegan desserts at first because I have had some bad ones. But then you've made stuff that is, like, indistinguishable, if not tastier.
Well, that's incredibly flattering.
There you go. Sugar and Satire online.
Yeah, if you're looking for some recipes.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Well, I want to know, to our listeners, are you guys reading the book along with us?
Are you reading this book? And if you're not, why are you listening to this?
Why are you sleeping on it?
Yeah, listen.
What are you waiting for?
Read the book, man.
It's quite nice.
It's very pleasant. And it's a little bite-sized chunks.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you are reading the book, if you're thinking about reading it, or if you're just interested in continuing the conversation with us, please... Join us on our website, talkintom.com. That's talking without the G. Or on any of our social media things.
At Pod Hanks Tomcast. Including our Facebook group.
Yeah, that's kind of a new...
Which is alive and thriving.
There's like 3 people in it.
Yeah, but they are alive and they're thriving.
And they don't... I mean, this could be good. Easier to kind of manage people chatting, I think. We got a lot of places and we just got to focus them.
Yes. This is all new to us.
I know.
Gotta figure it out.
Yeah.
And get sponsors. Hit us up. Sponsors.
Literally all I want is tickets to the premiere of Toy Story 4.
That's a pretty good. That's an acceptable.
Oh, manifest it. Maybe I'll see a pop. Oh, shoot. That's the other episode.
Throwback.
Okay. Well, as always, my name's Josie.
My name's Daniel.
Hey.
Thanks for listening.